Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Tuesday night's game almost felt like a playoff game in April. A much-anticipated pitcher's matchup pitted Jose Fernandez against Noah Syndergaard. For the full summary from Flushing, New York, Glenn Geffner.
I'll tell you what, you add it all up, and for the Marlins, just one of their better wins in quite some time. Coming into Citi Field tonight on a night on which Noah Syndergaard was absolutely dominant. A night on which Jose Fernandez early on struggled a little bit against a very good, very dangerous Mets team on a cold, windy night, uncomfortable night for the players. It's a quality win. Marlins beat the Mets 2-1. They have won the first two games of this three-game series. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Switch to Metro PCS now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. We had a feeling this might be a 2-1 kind of game with Jose Fernandez facing Noah Syndergaard tonight. After Syndergaard was dominant in the top of the first inning, a couple of strikeouts, sit down the side in 11 pitches, Jose, though, came out a little bit shaky at the bottom of the first, allowed a leadoff double to Curtis Granderson, who'd been 0 for his last 20. Then he walked David Wright. He struck Yoenis Cespedes out on three pitches, two curveballs, then a fastball at 98. But with two on and one out, Lucas Duda had a shot to give the Mets the early lead.
Here's the 2-2. A swing and a line drive right center, and Stanton can't get to it, and he bobbles the hop. Coming around third is Granderson. He's going to score. 1-0 New York.
So Syndergaard had the lead, and the way he was going early, that one run seemed like it might be all he would need. He struck out the side in the second, and he got Stanton, Bohr, and Dietrich. Strike three to Dietrich came on a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. And it was 1-0 Mets into the bottom of the second. They had another chance to break it open against Jose in the second. Michael Conforto walk, leading things off with one out. Travis d'Arnaud singled. Syndergaard sack bunt, put runners at second and third with two outs. Curtis Granderson then worked a walk. And Jose fell behind David Wright, three balls and a strike. But he came back and on a 3-2 count got David Wright to fly out to right field. So Jose hung a zero despite throwing 29 pitches in that second inning. And it stayed a 1-0 game. Jose was at 51 pitches through the first two. Syndergaard, meanwhile, finally allowed a hit with two outs in the third inning. Jose Fernandez with an infield single. But when Syndergaard struck out D. Gordon to end that third inning, it was his seventh K of the ball game. In the fourth, Marcelo Ozuna, an infield single, but he was erased in the fielder's choice off the bat of Christian Yelich. Yelich at first base was erased when Giancarlo Stanton hit into a fielder's choice, but then Justin Bohr followed with an opposite field single, beating the shift. And the Marlins at that point had runners at first and second with two outs in the fourth, trying to tie the game up. And up to the plate stepped Derek Dietrich, getting the start tonight, his first of the season at third base. Syndergaard. There's a ball looped out toward right center. Coming on Granderson, it's in for a hit. They're going to wave Ozuna. Granderson's throw to the plate. It's not going to be in time. The Marlins have tied the game. And on the throw to the plate, the Marlins see Bohr go to third. Dietrich goes to second. Big RBI single for Derek. We're all even at one in the fourth. Danny Echeverria would then strike out in the fourth inning. At that point, eight Ks for Syndergaard, who then struck out the side in the fifth inning. And it remained a 1-1 ball game. Jose got on a roll, beginning with the right fly ball that ended the second with the bases loaded. He would retire the final 10 batters he faced in this game, the last four via strikeout. Jose, though, was done after five innings and 90 pitches tonight. He allowed the one run on three hits, walked three, one short of a career high. Struck out five. He threw 90 pitches, 54 strikes. Syndergaard rolled along, pitched a scoreless sixth inning. Then in the seventh, the Marlins had a shot. They got a leadoff double from Derek Dietrich, his second hit in the ballgame. But when Adani Echeverria grounded to third and Jeff Mathis flew out to left, Dietrich was still at second base with two outs for pinch hitter Ichiro. Dietrich, the go-ahead man at second, two outs, the 0-1, slapped into the hole at shortstop. Tonita Glover, Cabrera, good play, throws the first, safe, coming home, trying to take the lead. Dietrich is out. Dietrich never slowed down around third. Duda throws him out at the plate. The Marlins is aggressive on the base paths, but it doesn't pay off. The hit for Ichiro, his first of the year, number 2,936 of his big league career. He moves past his hitting coach, Barry Bonds, alone into 34th place on baseball's all-time hits list. Syndergaard would leave in the bottom of the seventh, exiting for a pinch hitter. David Phelps worked a 1-2-3 seventh, including a strikeout of the pinch hitter, Alejandro Deaza. So Syndergaard tonight in seven innings limited Miami to one run on six hits. He walked one, struck out 12, one short of matching his career high set last July against the D-backs. Syndergaard exits after 99 pitches, 72 strikes. Jim Henderson came on to pitch the eighth inning for the Mets tonight. Henderson, who had not allowed a base runner his first three times out, he came into this game to face the top of the order, Gordon, Ozuna, and Yelich in the eighth inning. And D. Gordon, who had struck out all three times against Syndergaard, put up a remarkable battle against Henderson. He fell behind in the count, and then with two strikes against him, just fouled off pitch after pitch after pitch. Next thing you knew, he had fouled off 11 consecutive two-strike pitches, and D. Gordon was still fighting, facing Henderson, staring at the 16th pitch of a remarkable at-bat. And D. Gordon put up quite a fight here against the big right-hander Jim Henderson. Another 2-2, swinging a pop-up, shallow left. Conforto comes on, can't get it. A base hit for Gordon on the 16th pitch of a remarkable at-bat. He fouled off 11 consecutive two-strike pitches. According to Stats, Inc., that is the longest at-bat in Marlins franchise history, 16 pitches. Stats saying that there have been two 15-pitch at-bats in Marlins history, one by Greg Zahn, one by Mike Lowell, but a sweet 16 for D. Gordon, singling against Henderson to start the eighth. That is without question our move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So D was the tie-breaking man at first base after that incredible at-bat. With Marcelo Zuna at the plate, Gordon stole second, his second steal of the season. Marcel popped up to the second baseman Walker for out number one. D was still at second, but Christian Yelich walked. Then Giancarlo Stanton walked. The Marlins had the bases loaded with Justin Bourdeau. They brought lefty Jerry Blevins out of the bullpen with the left-handed hitter expected to bat for the Marlins, but Don Mattingly countered with a pinch hitter, Martin Prado, trying to snap a 1-1 tie with the bases loaded, one out in the eighth. 1-2 pitch to Prado. That's a drive out toward right center field. Cespedes races over. He'll get there to make the catch. Tagging Gordon. He's going to score. Yelich to third. A pinch hit sack fly off the bat of Prado. And the Marlins grab a 2-1 lead in the eighth. Would be it for Blevins with Chris Johnson announced a pinch hit for Derek Dietrich. They went to the right-hander Addison Reed, and he induced a ground ball right back to him off the bat of Johnson. Marlins were gone in the eighth, but they had taken the lead against Henderson. It was a 2-1 game into the bottom of the eighth. David Phelps, who has pitched so well out of the gate this year, including four scoreless innings to get a win in Washington out of the bullpen on Thursday, he had worked that 1-2-3 seventh, and Don Mattingly ran him back out there for the eighth inning. He struck out Curtis Granderson looking to begin the inning, got David Wright swinging for out number two. After Yoenis Cespedes worked a walk, Lucas Duda popped to short, and Phelps had worked two scoreless, and he got this game to the ninth still with the Marlins in front 2-1. Marlins managed a couple of base runners against Jurys Familia in the top of the ninth but couldn't score. So A.J. Ramos came on looking to protect the one-run lead in the last of the ninth. He got the first man, Neil Walker, on a ground ball to first. He got the second man, Michael Conforto, via the strikeout. But Asdrubal Cabrera singled, putting the tying man on. Juan Lagares ran at first base for the Mets. Marlins are up a run. Two outs in the ninth, tying man at first, winning man at the plate, A.J. Ramos facing Travis d'Arnaud.
The set, the pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out, and the Marlins have beaten the Mets 2-1. A.J. Ramos with the save, and the Marlins with a terrific effort against an awesome Nolan Syndergaard start. Jose stumbled at the very beginning, gave up a first inning run, then settled into a terrific groove, gave him five tough innings, and the Marlins have won the first two games here in New York.
Here, A.J. Ramos hit Travis d'Arnaud with a pitch, broke his finger, cost him a couple of months back in April, but tonight he strikes him out to end the ballgame. Marlins win it 2-1. The turning point in this game, that 16-pitch D. Gordon at bat, that ended in a single after 11 consecutive two-strike foul balls. D then stole second, came around to score the game-winning run. Marlins 2 and the Mets 1. For Miami, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 9 men left on base. For the Mets, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They strand 7. David Phelps, again, brilliant out of the bullpen. He's the winner, 2-0. Jim Henderson takes the loss, 0-1. And for A.J. Ramos, his second save at as many chances. Time of the ball game, 3:17. How about that for a 2-1 ball game? 3 hours, 17 minutes tonight in front of 28,923 here at Citi Field. The Marlins have won 3 out of 4. They improved to 3-3 on the season. Mets have lost 4 straight. They fall to 2-5.
One thing to keep in mind about this game, the Marlins only scored twice, enough to win, yes, but one run came after a challenge at first provided for an elongated inning, and the second run, scored by D. Gordon, resulted because of a 16-pitch at-bat. The pitching staff won this game, no doubt, but the Fish pieced together small opportunities to score both of their runs last night. Miami goes for the clean sweep in New York today, 12:40 Marlins on deck, presented by Geico, 1:10 first pitch. Lefty Adam Conley toes the rubber for the Marlins, then travel day Thursday before coming back to Marlins Park for a week. The Braves come in Friday. It's the first Fireworks Friday of 2016. Get tickets at Marlins.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.